You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Beyond the Air tomorrow with Jansen, 11:45 from the Big House on our brother station WWJ for the Michigan Spring Game. Then Gator and I will be downtown all next week from our draft headquarters. Actually, not all next week. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 2. Although Friday, I think we got a short show. There's an afternoon Tiger game. But then we're going to be on the air with basically the entire station from 8 to midnight from our draft headquarters downtown, which will be located in the Buffalo Wild Wings down there. I'm not so sure, I got to be honest. It's a great place to watch a draft and be and hang out. Where we're broadcasting from isn't the ideal spot to like hang out with listeners. We'll admit that. But we'll be busy. It'll be a work day. It is still a great place to see the draft and watch a draft from if you're not going to get into the draft. If you're going to get in, remember you got to upload the app and register and all that. It's free from what I understand. It's free, right? It's free? Yeah, it's free. Okay, but you just have to get the app. And I got to find out the exact name of the app to make sure that people... Do you know what it is, Kang?
If you go to NFL.com, there's a bunch of links on there. You go right to it. And yeah, you got to register. It's free. Every adult's got to register. And then if you're bringing the kids with you, you'll be able to get them in as well. But you have to download the app onto your phone because the NFL controls everything here.
Yep. All right. Good. Thank you. 248-539-9797. We'll have more from Brad Holmes a little bit later on. We said we get back to open line calls after Gator makes a prediction about a coach's future in Detroit. What do you got?
You want my prediction now?
Yes.
My prediction now is that Derek Lalonde will not be fired. He's not going to be fired. They're having a postseason meeting today. I think Lalonde's speaking at 2:30. Eisenman's at 3 o'clock. I wouldn't imagine that it's to announce that he's been fired.
Okay.
I'd imagine he's moving forward. However, I'm reading the story that the Birchie kid put on Odyssey.com about Patrick Kane. And, you know, Birchie says that sounds like Patrick Kane is already talking about the Red Wings in the past. And he kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "It was a great year. I have nothing but positive things to say about the organization, the opportunity from Steve. And Newsy gave me the chance to come and play in situations I was put in. I feel like I got a lot of opportunities to play in the top six and power play and just play with some great players. So it was fun to be around the group. It was fun to be a wing and in this organization. And I'll definitely have some memories to last me a lifetime."
Yep.
So that's interesting. I asked about what he'll weigh most heavily in free agency. Kane says it's a little early to know for sure, but he said his decision this season was based on playing on a good team, a team where I thought I fit in well, and obviously the comfort of playing with Alex again was something I was looking forward to and really enjoyed that as well. But as the season goes on, you realize there's a lot of good players here to play with. He said that his decision will be similar going forward too. It's like, how do I fit in with this team? Who would I play with? Things like that. Obviously, from being in Chicago for so long and then going to New York and coming to Detroit, maybe looking for a little more stability as far as term. But I think the right situation matters too.
He was on a one-year, $2.75 million deal. He wants a multi-year deal, obviously, when you say that. He wants a raise. And he probably prioritizes playing on a cup contender. So,
well, I don't know if he wants. I mean, I'm sure he's gonna. I mean, he didn't say he wants a raise, but obviously he'd get more on a multi-year deal than a 1 year, whatever it was, $2 million deal that you mentioned.
2.75.
But it was prorated, if I'm not mistaken, because he came in a third of the way through the season or whatever it was. Nonetheless, he had an awfully good season offensively. Everybody knows what you get when you get Patrick Kane, and that is a really good offensive player, not much on defense. And here he was in his mid-30s and still putting up a point a game and looked like maybe the best passer still in the NHL. He's got a lot of hockey left in him, it would seem. But is this something that's going to marry up with the Red Wings? I mean, do they offer a 2-year deal for $10 million to keep him around for 2 more years?
I don't know that he's got a lot of hockey left in him. I think he proved he can play at this age, but I would expect diminishing returns every year given the age. And is the injury eventually going to catch up to him? Now, to be fair, I was pretty hesitant about signing him because of the injury in the first place, and that wasn't an issue. You were more gung-ho about it.
Well, because I didn't think it was much risk.
Yeah.
Because they didn't. It's not like they signed to a 1-year, $10 million deal. No. But when I say I think he's got hockey left in him, he put up a point a game with the Red Wings. It's not like the Red Wings are this offensive juggernaut. Now, they scored a lot more goals this year than they had previously, but if he were to go to a contending team that has better players and he's throwing in the top six, he can do every bit as well, if not better.
Is he going to get the ice time on a contending team that
he got in Detroit? If he goes into a top six, well, I'd have to look at the numbers. I mean, he's not on the penalty kill. He's strictly power play and top six guy.
All right, so just to sum it up, Lalonde back. Kane, probably not.
Probably not.
Those are Gator's conclusions. 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls. We got a Mike here on 97.1 The Ticket in Rochester. Hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, guys. Hi, Doug. Hey, Gator. Hey, I wanted to comment the new uniforms. I'm a big fan. I think the Honolulu blue is iconic and traditional. I definitely like that. But I view that black uniform as amazing. I view them as a limited edition. I got a 90th anniversary, a couple of things last year. I love that stuff. And I got to tell you, I think when you see those black uniforms, Amon-Ra or Jameer break away with some blue cleats on, it's going to look like they're doing like Mach 1. I just think that's going to look great on TV and in person. I'll let it say it that. I'm a big fan.
Mike, I was shocked with the black. I was not hostile towards black, but I wasn't clamoring for a return to the black jersey. I was like, yeah, whatever. Black's been done. We've all seen it. Everybody said that trend is probably over. And when they broke it out with the blue helmet, I was like, that thing pops. It was.
I'm ordering one. But I think I would, I'd like to see Amon-Ra and Jameer get Honolulu blue cleats, because I think those guys running down the sideline like that with a breakaway is going to look awesome in black.
They almost look like fighter pilots or something, like Top Gun. You know, I mean, there's something very, they just look great. I just think they look great.
You love Top Gun.
I love any movie that I've seen and liked. And since the catalog is so small, my movie references are what they are.
To be fair, it was Top Gun Maverick that you liked.
I liked them both.
Oh, that's right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude.
I don't want to diminish the original. I'm sorry.
Don't shortchange Doug.
I'm not going to shortchange Doug. Not ever again. Not after he went and watched an Oscar-nominated movie on a flight, and it was so bad, and yet he was committed to and fro on his trip.
It's not about shortchanging Doug. It's about shortchanging Lieutenant Pete Mitchell. Don't do that.
I wouldn't do
that. James is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, James.
Hey, good morning, Doug. How are you?
Great.
Scott, how are you?
I'm well, James. How are you?
Satisfactory. Thank you, gentlemen. Happy Friday. So I was at the revealment last night.
Revealment.
And the Lions gave us the option to watch the presentation or to form a line to be the first to get into the shop. I chose the latter, And it's a good thing that I did, because I was about the 20th person into the shop, and I barely got my claws on the VaporJet Authentic Alternate Black Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey. I'm so happy I did. Overall, gentlemen, I'm in my 50s. I love the fact that they didn't add another color. They didn't go drastic in changes. Blue helmets are smooth. They're cool. Everything's great. I have a very specific question, though. The blue helmet that they rolled out last year with my favorite logo, as mentioned, I'm in my 50s. So when I started watching the Lions in the 80s, they had that two vertical stripes, which I guess we're calling him the thin lion in the end zones. That's my favorite logo. I sense Scott really digs it. Are we done with that helmet? Tell me no.
I hope not.
I love that the helmet is the it's better than the blue one with the black lion, and the blue one with the black lion's great.
Yep. We'll try and find out, James, if that helmet, the crawling lion from the 60s, crawling straight out of the 60s, is gone. I hope not.
And right onto your Thanksgiving Day table.
That's right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.